16 minutes after one, Living Redefined. This is your Thursday edition. My name is Suchaba Gleba. Some food for thought in terms of our opening segment. First and foremost, if you are in a position where you're employed or you find yourself employed, especially full-time, permanently, you know you find yourself amongst a very privileged group in South Africa when we take into account our unemployment rate, when we take into account the state of the economy, and how so many people, you know, are sitting at home desperately looking for work. But we want to have a very interesting conversation, and I'd love for you to weigh in. You know, the question today, how do you know it is time to leave your job? And the question that I'm posing for you on, or to you rather, on the WhatsApp line today is, if you're unhappy at work, would you leave, you know, considering the unemployment rate, the state of the economy? Or are you hanging tight, hanging on for dear life? Because if it's that 8 hours where, you know, you're challenged in various ways, you need your paycheck at the end of the month. That is the stark reality. But I'd love to know, like, have you ever left a job because you were unhappy, had to go through a checklist of questions that you had to ask yourself? And are you one of those people who are working for a salary or believe that a career is supposed to fulfill you? So you can send through your voice notes to 061-410-4107. You know, if you are unhappy, maybe you've never even been in this position, but hypothetically, if you are really, really unhappy in your line of work, because we spend a great deal of time at the office and at work, would you leave considering everything that I've mentioned previously? So to help us navigate this conversation, we're going to be speaking to Joy T. Singh. Joy T. Singh is the founder and director of YC Consulting, bringing over 20 years of HR experience to the business. Prior to forming YC Consulting, she managed the human resources function in small to large size companies in industries including financial services and auditing, accounting, as well as advisory services, just to name a few. Joy T, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Suchaba?
I am fantastic, thank you. I mean, I feel there's also just a level of discomfort, you know, with regards to this question. We know how things stand when coming to employment here in the country, you know. But the reality is, certain data and articles and information indicates, you know, like the Great Resignation, that so many people are prioritizing their mental health. So this situation is not something that we're sucking out of our thumb. But let's talk about this. Is it realistic in SA's economy and unemployment rate to even ask ourselves this type of a question?
Well, I think it is. It depends where you are in the point in your life. I mean, a lot of people are going through a lot of things. I mean, recently with the COVID-19 pandemic and so forth, people have to relook at their lives. A lot of people overnight handed in resignation because they realized they want to spend more time with their families, and they wanted more flexibility in life, which companies weren't previously offering. So I would say it depends where you are in a point in your life, and you need to do an analysis of whether or not you can afford to leave your job and whether your career change is very important to you.
And wouldn't you say then, taking into account what you've just mentioned, that if someone is even, you know, wanting to leave work for the reasons that you've specified, that that person or individual would find themselves in a group that we would say is privileged, wouldn't you say?
Yes, somewhat privileged, mm-hmm. I would say.
All right. And let's talk about the questions that one should ask themselves, you know, before leaving work. I don't think, you know, anyone wants to make a hasty decision. Talk to us about a number of questions that one should ask themselves before even coming to such a conclusion. I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. It's 20 after one. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All things that matter in your life. Living Redefined on SAFM.
21 after one, how do you know when you should give your job a second chance or when it's really time to quit? We are unpacking how to know when it is time to leave your job. We're in conversation with Joy T. Singh. Joy T. is the director at YC Consulting. Apologies, Joy T. I had to kind of have you hold your thoughts there just so we could head through to the quick break. Let's talk about questions that one should ask themselves, you know, before coming to such a conclusion.
I think the person has to think about themselves and where they are in the point in time in their life. It's a very big decision to make a career change. And obviously, you need to consider whether you need to resign or whatever career change you want to make. So you need to evaluate yourself to see if it's really time to move on. And some of the things that you need to look at is, are you still growing in your current position? Is the environment still providing the growth that you need? Have you achieved what you set out to achieve in the time that you're currently working or in the career that you set for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Have you actively looked for ways to be happy at your job? So not like dreading going to work on a daily basis. And then are you at a point where you're not experiencing exhaustion, burnout, or the dread of going to work? Mm. Are you so happy and bubbly to get up every morning and make your way to work?
Mm.
Is your job environment so good that you're not developing any bad habits? You know, there's no changes in your behavior. And then lastly, but not least, has your workplace, is it still a healthy place for you to be? What, are you so happy with your colleagues and your bosses and stuff? If you have answers to those questions and are still in a positive light, then no, you're not looking at leaving your job. But if there is where there is negative aspects coming in, then there are signs that are telling you that now you need to leave.
Mm. And essentially, you know, I think that's why I asked you to take us through a checklist. I think one thing that stuck out for me, and I wanted to bring in the element of how people have found themselves prioritizing mental health, I think now more than ever, you know, is that I'd hope you are checking the list, you know, burnout. I've done an entire segment on burnout where, you know, a lot of the symptoms could indicate that you there's a fine line that can be crossed, you know, where we think we're not fulfilled, but at the same time, perhaps maybe we haven't taken a break, just a time to breathe, re-evaluate where we are in our careers. Talk to us about, you know, just the pattern of people prioritizing their mental health over stability, and what can we attribute this pattern to essentially?
So mental health is very important, like you mentioned, and having stability is also important, but I think the individual needs to identify in themselves that having stability is important, but to a point where you're not overstressing yourself, where you're not causing anxiety in your life. As soon as you start going over the boundaries where the stress is more the thing that's guiding your life than just you being happy, then that's where mental health is being affected.
Mm.
And that's where the burnout and so forth starts. So I think the individual needs to do an analysis of where they are currently. And I mean, yes, we're living in a stressful situation. We can't avoid it. But what is you as an individual can do to ensure that you're feeling comfortable and secure?
All right. And the question I'm posing to you on the WhatsApp line now, you can send me a voice note on 0614104107. Please be sure to keep it to a maximum of 60 seconds. Perhaps you found yourself in this position where things were unbearable. You were not fulfilled. Perhaps you were just not happy. You know, you created an exit plan that perhaps you can share with everyone else. Or maybe hypothetically, you can also contribute to the conversation. You know, if you were unhappy at work, would you consider leaving? I'd like to hear from you, so you can send through your voice notes. Speaking of voice notes, let's take a listen to a couple.
Afternoon, Chava and the listeners. For me, I check the inflation rate. If the increment percentage is less than the inflation rate, I have to leave. And then the second issue is I calculate using the compound interest, considering the market rate which that job is paying. Like last job which I left last year, I plugged in because we're given 4%. So I calculated 4% into that compound interest, and I saw it would need me 10 years to get to what they are paying on the market. So I had to leave in that job, Brian Forrest.
Hi, Sichava. If I'm not happy at my work, I'll definitely leave, because there is nothing more important than joy and happiness. So to stay at job where there is no joy, you might end up doing wrong things, being injured, and so on. But also age tells you that it is time to leave. When you are young, you enjoy working, but the more you work, with age, you feel I need to retire. Sometimes you decide to retire or to resign because you feel there is something like a private job that you can do that can give you more money, more joy, more excitement than the secular job that you are doing. Mampehoen Limpop.
Hi there. I left and I knew the consequences of me leaving. And honestly speaking, even though right now I am struggling financially, but my stress levels of that stressful job has disappeared and I am happy about it. Money can always be made. One can always hustle. But your mental health, I was not about to let that suffer just for a job.
Can money be made? I think that's the question, you know? Back to you, Joy T. Just a reflection in terms of the voice notes that we've received.
I think listening to the voice notes, it's very relative. Obviously, you have to consider your finance and so forth before you leave. For some people, money is important for the immediate growth. But the last caller said exactly what I think I feel is your mental health and your happiness is the most important in this day and age. What we've experienced over the past 3 years has taught us, if anything, time is valuable.
Joy, apologies. Your line is not completely audible. I'm going to ask you to please try and move around just a little bit. And if you can speak directly into your phone.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Hopefully, we're able to resolve it. Otherwise, we're going to go to headlines and try to get you back on the line. But if you've just joined us, we're in conversation with Joy T. Singh, director at YC Consulting. I know everyone has a bad day at work now and then, and you may furiously leave your office swearing that you're going to put in your notice soon. But how do you know when you should give your job a second chance or when it's really time to quit? I mean, Joy T, in reflection to some of the voice notes that came in, I think the first one was very technical. You know, the gentleman was going through calculations ticking through those calculations, and then the second one just stressed, you know, joy and happiness, and you know, do you prioritize that over the reality of needing a paycheck? I want you to talk to us a little bit about age as well, and then of course our final voiceover spoke about how she left, voice note rather, spoke about how she left, and she said money can always be made. Can it really?
Well, Let's talk about age. Obviously, dealing with different generations, our priorities are different for each generation. If we look at the older generation, the YZ generation, their priorities would be to get a good finance background.
Apologies, Joy T. I'm going to ask my producers to just get back to you. I think you should hang up. We'll try to call you back. We're just having a bit of an issue with the line, and we need to hear you clearly. Joy T. Singh is the director of YC Consulting. How do you know it is time to leave your job? And I'm asking you that question. You can send through your voice notes, taking into account the unemployment rate, the state of the economy. Is it realistic to then just make such a decision? Are you one of those people who found yourself specifically in this scenario? Or not, you can hypothetically contribute to the conversation. If you were unhappy at work, would you leave? You can send through your voice notes, you can call and you can text. It's 1:30. It's time for headlines with Khumbuzile Thabete.
Living Redefined on SAFM with Sitshaba Qeba.
All right, how do you know it's time to leave your job? We are speaking to Joy T. Singh, director and founder of YC Consulting. A text just came through on WhatsApp, reading as follows. We must be realistic. People who hustle often have someone else keeping things afloat, and young people think they can always move back home. If you cannot sustain yourself fully, you must suck it up. Which then ties into the age factor. Joy T., you were touching up on age just before we lost you on the line there.
Sorry about each other. So, like I was saying, depending on the different generations that we deal with, priorities change. For some generations, finance is very important. Obviously, the older generations is because they're closer to retirement age and so forth. Finance will play a high impact in their life. The younger generations obviously will have a bit of, and for them, growing fast and advancing fast in their career is a priority for them. So they would do whatever is necessary to attain the necessary skills. So like your last caller, for example, As soon as her stress levels and her mental health and so forth was affected, she left her job because she believes in her potential and knows that tomorrow if she has to go back and get another job, she can do it because she'll do whatever she needs and the money will come to her. So she's got that belief system.
Now, let's talk about the approach. You know, when you're thinking about this topic holistically, there is a difference between a job and a career, and we're met with this reality as South Africans. Now, would this approach be different when taking into account, you know, factors and coming to this decision? Would you act differently if you are working a job or if you actually have a career? Talk to us about this.
No, I think you would look at certain, the factors that you would look at would be the same. So, for example, you would need to do an audit for yourself to see what skills you possess as an individual and what skills you need or desire for your new job or career. So first you do a skills audit on yourself and see where you are. Next, you would look through your finances and see how much you need before you can make a change and walk away from your current job. So obviously you would look at your current circumstances, see if you can just give in your resignation overnight and walk away, or do you have to stick it out a few more months before you get a go? And then the last thing would be if you're going to become an entrepreneur or something, then design a one page of the services and products that you want to offer, you know, and then write it down. So you're making it realistic about the goals you want to achieve. So you see, okay, this is what services and products I want to offer. Do I have all the necessary to go out there and do it? Or do I need to still just stick around a little bit more and build myself up before I leave the job?
And is it essential then, Joyti, to have a plan B? You know, what if things are so unbearable to the point where someone is not able to secure or make a plan B? Talk to us a little bit about this.
I think in life that we live right now, everyone has to have a plan B. It's not only whether you're leaving your job or any life-changing circumstances. You always have to have a backup plan because tomorrow is not guaranteed.
All right, we're going to take a listen to a couple more voice notes and come back to reflect.
Okay.
Good radio day to all listeners of SAFM. Okay, I'm one of the guys who are not happy about my work, the department I'm working in, but I've been changing departments, but still the superiors are not doing the right thing. And the other thing that hurts me more, it's that each and every upgrade that they've got, they don't consider me saying or thinking that I'm old because I'm nearly 60, but I've been working, I've been getting challenges and doing everything, but now they are not giving me any chance and you are just sitting there. There is no happiness at all. I'm thinking of leaving.
Hi guys, appreciating the conversation. I'm quite young. I mean, I'm turning 23, but you know, I've been married since I was 19, and you know, jobs are scarce, and you know, jobs come with stress, but at the end of the day, you need to provide. And if you just decide to leave your job because of, let's say, an emotional decision, and you can't provide for your wife, then that's going to also put you under stress, and you can't provide for your family or your parents, whoever you're looking after. That's going to also put you under stress. That's also going to give you some form of mental strain. So I would just say, you know what, unless you have another job lined up, guaranteed, definitely just make sure you focus on those that are relying on you for an income.
Hi, Sichaba. Gwena here. Sichaba, regarding the job, leaving the job, or a workplace, I think it's very important for your mental health. I always tell people it's better to get a low salary at a good work environment than to get a huge salary at a bad work environment where you're mistreated, because your physical health, your mental health comes first. That's how I go.
Good afternoon, Shishaba. Give a lady a belt. Money can be made every hour of the day. If you have more than 95% the willpower, you can make money every day, every hour. Give that lady a bell. Compliments to her. Thank you very much.
Quite surprised with the reaction. You know, I think we have numerous segments, not just on this show, you know, covering the unemployment rate, covering, you know, the inequality that we find ourselves in as a nation. And I thought, you know, we'd be discussing the latter, but finding that the voice notes are indicating everyone is like happiness, well-being first, money later, you know, just voice notes, you know, just kind of agreeing with the sentiments of money can be made. And I'd love to hear from you. I think we can stretch this out a little bit further and sprinkle some of those voice notes throughout the course of the show. Maybe you're not in this position. Maybe you are happy, or maybe you're not entirely happy, but you're sucking it up because you understand that you need a salary. You need to get paid at the end of the month. But hypothetically, you know, just think about it for a second. If you are really, really, really unhappy in your line of work and in your job, would you up and leave? So you can send through those voice notes to 061-410-4107. Please just keep them to a maximum of 60 seconds. Joy T, back to you. I think one of the voice notes touched up on something. Sometimes you may think you are unhappy, but perhaps it's not the organization that is making you unhappy. Perhaps it's the role. Talk to us about this.
Well, I guess as an individual, you have to always look at yourself first and identify the pros and cons of yourself. Do you have the right attitude to your work? Do you have the right skills? Maybe you're not being happy anymore because you've outgrown the area, or maybe you're not getting enough growth. So there's various analysis that you have to do for yourself before you go and do it on the company itself. Obviously, the two need to in sync with one another so you get a conducive environment. But self-analysis is also very important for a person to be happy in a job.
Mm. And in closing, Joy T, talk to us about, you know, having a sustainable exit plan, and an exit plan that makes sense not only for that period of your life where you are now, you know, planning to leave this organization or this role, but just to ensure you don't burn bridges, to ensure that you don't repeat certain unhealthy patterns in your future work environments. Give us a roundup, you know, of how one can put together a solid exit plan if they feel they're ready to leave their job.
Well, the one thing I would say to ensure you've got a solid exit plan is to say, don't burn your bridges when you leave. Doesn't mean that you were unhappy. You need to or be bad with everyone. Today's boss could be tomorrow's client. Let's put it that way. Mm. So going out there, whether you're going to a new job or you're opening up your own business, you want to continue with that network that you have because those are your referrals for tomorrow. Even if you go into another job, you never know when you may need that person, where you may need a referral on your CV. Or that person becomes a client of yours if you open up your own company. So there's no need to burn your bridges. Always leave on a smooth, healthy path. Everyone is a friend.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be a foe.
Absolutely. Don't burn your bridges, I think, is the lesson to come out of this conversation.